This is the second part of the test. You will hear this part twice. Listen to this part straight through.
We have two young experts here talking to us about Facebook. Anna and Simon, welcome to Radio 4. What would you two say about Facebook and social networking today?
Well, Facebook and social networking are growing fantastically.
But I think there must be something of an upper limit when it comes to what are called social networking websites. It seems that most people I meet who are addicted to such services are still a bit wet behind the ears. Yes, they're addicts.
I understand you, Simon. And even more disturbing is how Facebook has become a storehouse of personal details about those who choose to subscribe to it. You know, as a colleague pointed out to me last week, if some young person is a victim of a crime, it's only a matter of moments before full personal details can be accessed by the media and shared with the world. These details were once things that had to be got from a caring family or friends. Then they filtered out the information. I wish someone would just tell young people that Facebook is not compulsory.
A younger friend said to me this week that the purpose of Facebook was to keep in touch with people you don't want to keep in touch with. It's that egocentric, syrupy romanticism that is so peculiar to the Anglo-Saxon cultures. This oversensitivity dictates that one simply has to have an idea what people one once knew are doing now in tedious detail. This seems to me to contradict all sensible human nature, which for its part dictates that you stay in touch with people you have a genuine interest to delight in.
I agree, and you steer well clear of everyone else.
Anna, why do you think people want to maintain a continuous online presence?
I think there's a shocking assumption that one's own life is of such enormous interest that everyone else must want to know about it. By this I mean the little acts of everyday existence, which one doesn't normally remember. And this may all be part of how the celebrity culture influences us. Not to be so down on everything, what do you think of the internet, Simon?
The internet is possibly the greatest invention of my lifetime. Like the printing press, it is also a means of spreading rubbish. In the internet's case, there are no limits to this spread of rubbish. The liberal in me loves this way in which the freedom of speech can be extended and protected by the web through the wild exchange of ideas. It is a force that I am sure will one day make dictatorial totalitarianism impossible. But as with all other freedoms of speech, that of the web is widely misused. But this misuse is the price we have to pay.
Now listen to the same discussion in three sections. Look at questions 11 and 12.